Good evening, everyone. Thanks for coming to the 12th in our series on Hasidic Rabbis. And we are up to many people's favorite, I would say one of my favorites, but it's really many people's favorites, and that is Rav Elimelech Weissblum of Lizhensk, a.k.a. the Noam Elimelech, one of the great and influential Hasidic thinkers of our time. And we'll talk about how significant of a thinker he was just shortly. He was a disciple of the Maggid of Mezrich, so I guess we consider him, if we're assuming we're taking the linear approach to Hasidic tradition, he is the third generation. The Baal Shem Tov was the first, the Maggid was the second, so he's part of the third generation. One of the great Hasidic tales that you'll hear are stories of Rav Elimelech of Lizhensk and his brother, Rav Meshulam Zusya of Hanapol. The two of them gave up, according to Hasidic lore, the two of them gave up all their worldly possessions to travel from town to town, getting to know the various Jews in those towns, and also learning from them. There are many, many stories about them. Most of them, I think the assumption is amongst historians that they are apocryphal. That being said, in every apocryphal story, there's more than an ounce of truth, particularly with Hasidic stories. And so what you get here is that Rav Elimelech was an extraordinarily influential thinker in the history of Hasidus, and one could potentially view him as significant as some of, if not more significant than many of the other names that we've spoken about before. We've spoken about, of course, the Maggid. We've spoken about Rosh Neir Zalman of Ladi, Rav Yachim Yosef of Polnoya, all very influential thinkers in Hasidic history. But Rav Elimelech is particular importance. The Noam Elimelech was published posthumously in 1788. He dies in 1787 by his son Eliezer, and it quickly becomes one of the central texts of Hasidus. How do we know it was the central text of Hasidus? A, it's quoted by a number of Hasidic thinkers in the next generation, but also it becomes the primary target of Misnagdim. The source of all impurity from a Misnagdic perspective is the Noam Elimelech, and the more they criticized it, the more significant the Sefer became, to the point where people started to believe that if you had a copy of the Noam Elimelech in your house, it would grant a certain protection of the schus of the Noam Elimelech. This was a fairly common assumption. In fact, the Piasechin Rebbe, in his introduction to his Sefer, which he wasn't sure if it was going to be published or not, he makes a promise that whoever publishes this Sefer, the schus of his avos will be omed, will stand also for the person who finds the Sefer. One of the things you find, aside from the commentary on the weekly Parsha, and we'll do a bunch of those commentaries, is in Igeres HaKodesh at the end. The Igeres HaKodesh, a very important text, is a defense of Hasidic practices. There he notes that sometimes tzaddikim have to face nisyonos, they have to face challenges in order to become better tzaddikim, and he seems to imply that the criticisms of the Misnagdim of the Hasidic movement are basically there to make them a better movement, and he gives a lot of credence and credit to those critics. He does not view them with antipathy. And he defends a number of Hasidic practices. Number one is the paying of kofar. One of the criticisms was that the Hasidic rabbis were, you know, collecting money from these poor Hasidim, and they weren't, they were only in it for the money. They weren't really in it for their really spiritual ideas. And the Rebbe says, listen, everybody knows that the Hasidic courts, they support a number of very poor and destitute people. So people should view this as tzedakah. The Rebbe takes only what he needs for sustenance, and the rest of it is distributed amongst the various Hasidim. So there's no reason to criticize it. The other one is the switch from Nusach Ashkenaz to Nusach Sfard. It was a lore amongst Ashkenazim that the way you daven is sacred and sacrosanct. And nevertheless, the Hasidim in the 19th century, in the 18th century, and then certainly in the 19th century, switched from the normative Hasidic, from the normative Ashkenazic nusach of Ashkenaz to Sfard. This, just to tell you how long this controversy lasts, is if you, Rav Moshe Feinstein was once asked by a person who said in the school he went to, they taught him to daven Ashkenaz, but his father davened Sfard, and he wanted to know if he had to switch to daven Nusach Sfard. And Rav Moshe said no. He says, because they weren't allowed to switch from Nusach Ashkenaz to Nusach Sfard in the first place. And so he said, you should go, you should tell your father that he needs to start davening Nusach Ashkenaz also, because that's the actual authentic Nusach of the of Ashkenazi Jews. But he defends the practice of davening Nusach Sfard. He says, listen, the Rama of Moshe Isserler says, you know, we daven Ashkenaz, but the Beis Yosef says we daven Sfard. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim. They're both the words of a living God. We chose, you know, to daven, you know, we chose to paskin like the Beis Yosef. There's nothing wrong with that. He didn't feel that there was anything incorrect about davening Nusach Sfard. Notice he does not defend the practice of not sitting in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. That's because that practice does not become practice of Hasidim until the 19th century. So Rav Elimelech would not have even thought of defending that practice. And he defends also the necessity of sin, which is, again, more of a Kabbalistic perspective, which is that sin, again, he speaks about it in terms of nisyonos, of a way of making you better and sharpening you, because, you know, he says a fascinating interpretation. He says, it says, b'makom shebalei tshuva omdim, in a place where a bal tshuva stands, so even tzadikim can't stand. So he says it's only when the tzaddik sins and does tshuva that he's able to stand on that high level with balei tshuva. So sin kind of becomes part and parcel of the experience. So he says if you see, you know, someone doing badly, especially if that person's a tzaddik, assume that they're going to get better. And perhaps most significantly of what Rav Elimelech brought to the Hasidic world was a philosophy of the tzaddik. Which is on almost every page of the Noam Elimelech, there are, of course, a multitude of interpretations of various different psukim, classical mystical interpretations, quotes from the Magid, quotes from the Baal Shem Tov, all sorts of different keen insights into the world. But what you'll see on almost every page is a defense of the notion of the tzaddik, of a notion of an individual who is there to be an intermediary between the world and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he builds up this notion, and that might account for the popularity of the work, and also why it became such a hot button or a lightning rod for criticism from Misnagdim. So that's just something we're going to have to notice. And I brought for you here, the first source we're going to do is from the end of the Noam Elimelech, a section called Likutei Shoshana. There it's not necessarily on the Parsha. It's on Tehillim. It's on various lines in the Gemara, other areas of Navi. And in here, he deals with the issue of the dual role or the dual existence of the tzaddik. Okay? And it's a really fascinating interpretation. So he says, Ashrei Yoshrei Veisecha, Ashrei Ha'am, Shekachalo, etc. Dinei Isa ba-Gemara, we learned in the Gemara, Chasidim Rishonim, Gemara and Brachos, Chasidim Rishonim Hayushom Sha'achas, that the early Chasidim, this pietist during the time of the Second Temple, it was their practice to wait an hour before they davened in order that they should have proper intent before they davened. The Kavanasam, what was their intent here? Hayakadei lezakechu letaheres machshavasam. Their intent was in order to purify and channel their minds. Uledabek atzman ba'olam ha'tzal yonim, in order to cleave to the above world. Ad higiyam karov lishpashtus hagashmius, until they had gotten rid of or removed all remnants of materialism. As it says in Shulchan Aruch, Rakacharkach, B'shas ha'dibor shel tvilasam ha'kedusha nislabish mimila b'machshavos ha'kodmos. And what would happen when they finally got around to the davening? Their minds would be thinking these machshavos hakadmos, these early thoughts. V'zo pirsha gemara machshava tova kadosh baruch hu mitzayar falamaisa haynu hadibar shu maisa neged machshava. And the tefila would now reflect these kind of ancient thoughts that they had. And he says, v'od yesh madrega gadola mizu. Okay, there's even a higher level than this. What's the higher level? The haynu b'shas ha'tfila mechashim gam kem ba'olamos udvukim sham ki ulu enu b'zeh ha'olam klal. Sometimes you're not going to be caught up in your old and ancient thoughts, but you're going to leave this world entirely, and you're not even going to think about, you're going to be as if you're not even in this world at all. That's how what it means. Praise be those who dwell in your house. That's what I mean. They're sitting, they're dwelling outside of the material world, outside of the physical world. They're up there in the heavens, in the olamos ha'elyonim, in the worlds above. And that's how they're yahalelu chasela, they have this constant praise. Rotzalomar, afilu b'shas tfilasam, even when they're davening at such a level, ashrayam shekachalo, blessed be the nation that has this. Dihine, behold, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nasan latzadikim matana. God gave a gift to the righteous, to these righteous who are able to essentially leave this world into the olam ha'elyonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a gift. What's their gift? Sheb koach biyadam levatel gezeros. They have the power to what? To undo bad decrees. Ulaham tikadinim, and to make sweet the harsh judgments. Kasher kasavnu mizem pamim arbe, as I've written numerous times. V'naktim lefaresh masho omrim. And I'm going to explain a little bit more. Ki kol elokei amim elilim, v'ashem shamayim asa. All of the gods of the nation, they are false gods. And God, our God, created the heavens. Olachora, achora, so on the surface, eich mekushar, seif alareisha. What's the connection? Their gods are false gods, and Hashem made the heavens. What's the connections? Vaya lichto, v'ashem elokeinu kedavar v'hipucho. What should it do? Usually when you have a tikbolet, when you have a parallel statement, you have that, and it's opposite. So kol Elohei Imim Elilim, all the idols, all the gods of the nations are false, but our God is true, right? That's what it should say. Ach nira dihina yadua, but behold, it's known shekol umos tachas hasarim hamoshel aleihem. Everyone knows, mystical thought, that each nation has its own sar, its own guard, its own prince responsible, that God puts responsible for the nations. Umanigam v'asar enu yachol limchol lahem asir chonam. The sar, what does he do? He's a middle manager, right? So if someone needs forgiveness for something, sar's like, I'm sorry, that's above my pay grade, right? I don't do that. Aval anachnu b'nei Yisrael, but us, the Jewish people, ein lanu shum sar umanig, rak habori baruch hu. We, the Jewish people, we have no middle manager who looks over us, but we're ruled directly by the CEO up in heaven, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'chvodo v'atzmo, all by himself. Umach mas chasadav, and because he's so kind to us, hav gadolim, so great is his kindness, nasan koach biyad tzadikim, laham tikadinim, ulevatel mimeno kol gzeros. He gave, because God in his kindness, what did he do? He gave power to the tzaddikim to what? To undo, to uproot decrees, and to sweeten bad decrees, or sweeten judgments. Ulafamim chalila, and sometimes, God forbid, hakitruk hagadol, the prosecution is so great. Ve'en koach kokach biyada tzaddik lamtiko. And what happens? The tzaddik, we're so deserving of punishment, even the tzaddik can't find a way to sweeten the deal. Uva olam ha'elyon hu alma tekshot. And the world up above, what's the nature of that world? It's Alma Dikshot. It's the world of truth, right? In the world of truth, what are we? We're all a bunch of liars. We're all guilty. So if the tzaddik is up there in the Olam Kishot, and he's seeing things, and he's separated himself from this world, what's he going to see? He's going to see that we're actually guilty. So how's he going to advocate on our behalf if he sees why we're guilty? Ve'az Hashem Yisbarach Barov Rachamav Chasadav HaGadolim. What does Hashem do with his great kindness and his great compassion? Meshivla Mekatrig Hadim Nimcha. What is he saying? He says to the one who's criticizing, you're right. Uksibasarasi. Right, he says, I made a covenant with the world. And since you told me that my children have sinned in front of me, God says, a deal's a deal. I made a deal with Shemayim Va'aretz that if Bnei Israel accept my Torah, fine. If not, I'm going to wipe it out. You got it. The Jewish people sins. God says, a deal's a deal. What's my responsibility now? Got to destroy the world. The Az, at that point, B'shamokach, hu mirtas ma'od midavar hazeh, mipnei shegam hu haya batel keshol yeshamayim va'aretz. The tzaddik hears this, and what does he think? He goes, well, if they destroy the world, so then they destroy me also. V'gam hu's this is Hashem. Here's this. He says, where's God's influence if the world is gone? So he turns around, v'nafoch l'sanigor, and now he turns to the defense attorney. V'zehu ki kol elilim, all the nations of the world, what are they? They're false. What are they? What do? They're constantly prosecuting. As we said before, Hashem, because he created the world, right? That's why he has the responsibility not only to be judge, but also defense attorney.
So is he ascribing the original messianism to Moshe Rabbeinu, because that's what it seems to be. You know, Moshe up in Shemayim and arguing with the Luchas.
Oh yeah, Moshe is the classic. Yeah, Moshe is the classic.
Tzaddik is the, in a sense, defending the Jews, just like Moshe was.
Yes. Okay, so the tzaddik also, and the Rav actually brings this out in one of his Yurtzeit Drashas, in Hayudi Mashul a Sefer Torah, a Jew is like a Sefer Torah. There he points out that Moshe Rabbeinu was given a choice. He says, Horeini na darchecha, and God says, if I show you the way I look at the world, okay, you're not going to defend these people anymore. Because when you see it from my perspective, you're going to know I'm right. So Moshe says, fine, I'll just look at your back. Okay, I don't want to look at your front. Because once I see what you see, there's going to be no chance.
Well, Noah was a sad sad too.
We'll do his comments on Noah too.
You said that tzaddik has an interest in the defense being successful because...
No, I made a mistake there. That was Hashem has an interest in the defense.
Oh, Hashem
okay.
Has
the we're going to get to the tzaddik's role in this in a second. Okay. What does it mean that the heavens are God's? Kanal. Shamayim heim Hashem perish lahavaya to the shame yud ke vav ke, the tetragrammaton. Hamarameiz l'rachamim. Right? Even though God is in the heavens, nevertheless, he's compassionate. She'aldea shamayim, that up in the heavens, what happens? Because of God's deal with the heavens, ne'apachadin l'rachamim. Judgment becomes compassion. Kanal. The Holy One, blessed be He, on His own does this. What does it mean that He gave the land to people? Perosh, that means Shigam Nasan Koach Latzadikim Asher Ba'aretz. So too, he gave power to the righteous in who live in this world and on the land. Sheyeh Koach Biyadim Lahamtik Adinim. They have the power, like Hakadosh Baruch Hu, to what? To sweeten the judgment. V'zeu Ashrayam Shikach Halo. That's what it means. Blessed be the nation that's like this. Milashom V'Chamas Hamelech Shachacha. Right, if you remember from Achashverosh. Achashrayam Shikach Halo. Yeah, he's making a pun. Right. The anger of the king was Khan. Perosh Ashreish La'am Sheish Tzadikim Ka'ilu Ba'olam. Asher koach biyadam l'shakich kas v'chema l'ashkit adinin v'akitrugim imenu asher adam shashem alav. Blessed be the people that have tzaddikim who can calm the anger of the Holy One. Rotu lomer kanal. Sha'af lefamim halila shakitru agol v'in koach biyad atzadik lamtiko v'az HaKadosh Baruch Hu otzel pulaso b'chvodo v'atzmo lamtiko al yedei tshuva shamayim v'arz mevatel hadinin mahapchon rachamim gadolim alinu v'akol Yisrael. What does he do? He says the tzaddik, he has the power to sweeten the deal or uproot the decree, but when he can't, so the Ribono Shelolam b'chvodo v'atzmo does it. In another place, he gets even more explicit. He says that the tzaddik has to fall from the heavens. Because if he doesn't fall from the heavens, what's going to happen? The tzaddik will become, basically start viewing things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way. And the tzaddik has no deal with Shamayim v'aretz. Since he has no deal with Shamayim Va'aretz, he has no reason to start defending the Jewish people. So what does he do? He's got to come back down to earth, right? So he can defend the Jewish people from our perspective. Okay, so that's number one. That's, you see there the centrality of the tzaddik in Noam Elimelech's philosophical perspective. Another important work of the Noam Elimelech, also published in the Sefer Noam Elimelech, is the Tzetel Katan, which many of you may find in the back of your Sidurim. There he gives kind of advice on how to live your life, how to daven properly, how to focus properly. One part of it was turned into a song by Avram Fried, Adarabba, Tein Bili Beinu, Shinira Koechad, Malas Chaveirenu. Basically, a way of looking at other people. He was someone who encouraged people before you daven to commit yourself to the love of every other Jew. And in the Tzetel Katan, you get also a little bit of Baal Shem Tov's Avoda B'Gashmius philosophy, which I brought for you here. It's part Tetzvav, part 15 of the Tetel Katan. He says, Kodim Nitilas Yadayim La'achila. Before you wash your hands to eat, Yomar Tzvila Hashav Shal Rab Yehuda, V'achar Kach Achila Samotzi. You say Al Nitilas Yadayim, then Amotzi. Yomar Mezeh Aloshon. After you say Amotzi, and you take a bite of your bread, you say as follows. L'shem Yichu Yichud Kutcha Brichu Shchinte. All right, that in order to unify the Holy One, blessed be He, and His Shechina. If you ever notice, many people have the practice when they make hamotzi, how many fingers do they keep on their challah? All 10 fingers. Why? For the 10 spheros. You're being miyachit them when you do it, right? Yeah. And you should say, Eini ochel la'anaz gufi chas v'shalom. I'm not eating, God forbid, just to enjoy it for my body. Rak sheyeh gufi bari v'chazak l'avodaso yitzbarach shemo. What do I want? I want my body to be strong in order to serve Him. V'al yakev shum chet v'avon v'hiru ra v'tanu gashmi es ha'yichud kutcha barichu. He says that I don't want any benefit or material pleasure to get in the way with the singularity and with the oneness of the Holy One, blessed be He. Okay? Ha'idei mitzo sos kedosho shel achila v'ashdiya. What am I doing? I'm grabbing the sparks of eating and drinking. And the taste that I have in my mouth when I drink or when I eat, you should think of that as the essence of holiness. V'nitzotzos ha-kedusha ha-shorah b'machal v'mashkehu v'al-yedei ha-achila v'atchina b'shinayim. Right? That by eating and by grinding it up in your teeth, the atztamucha nivarer hapnimius mi'amachal shelo yasem muter la'ashpia la'chitzonios. Right? That you don't want it to be mashmir your chitzonios. You don't want it to gain weight. But what do you want to do? You want to gain spirit. And that's what you want. You want to be male l'nitzotzos. So here you see, okay, you see what happens. He says, "Va'az nasho nehenes mi'apnimios." Then what happens? The essence, the spiritual essence of the bread, of the wine, of the water, of the juice, right? It feeds your soul, and v'apsoles, and the leftover, the byproducts. Nase motoros, they become secondary leftovers. Vininche el hachitzonim, and it goes out with your poop. Vikabel az machshav aso techov miad kadesh yargish yitzarif lenekavav lo yishet es hapsolus bekirbo letamei chas v'shalom. Therefore, when you have to go to the bathroom after you eat, you should think that you're getting rid of all the unnecessary parts, the non-nitzotzos parts of the, what's it called? Right, if you don't go to the bathroom right away and relieve yourself, it's going to impurify not only your body but your mind. It's gonna sully your soul. When you keep the poop and the urine inside of you, even one moment. When you should think about when you eat, ha'osios machal, the letters mem aleph chaf lamed, food, b'chsav ashuris, okay. You should think of it as it's written in the Torah. V'yarer sholeh tzadi aleph keminyan havaya b'shiluv adonai, that it comes out with tzadi aleph, okay, and machal it comes up with the word adonai. It comes out. To Yud K Vav K. I don't know how it's. He has a whole gematria there. He wants you to think of that while you're eating.
Is machal related to the Yiddish word Michael?
Like it's the same. Maachal is a Michael. Michael. It's a Hebrew word. Okay. Maachal means food, okay. And the Shoresh is Ochel. Okay. All right. It's Parshas Noach. So I figured give you guys a little bit of Rav Elimelech on Parshas Noach.
That's what my dad used to say.
What
he said. Never wait to go to the bathroom because there's all sorts of tumor.
Yes.
So
yes.
Now I know where he
yes,
got it
he was
from.
Reading the Tzetel Katan.
Clearly.
Clearly. It was in the back of his sitter. Okay. He was harving over the Tzetel Katan. All right. Parshas Noach. Noach was a tzaddik, right? That's what Sam said. Ela toldos Noach. Noach ish tzaddik tamim haya b'dor osav. Nearly, he says. Seems to me. So Noach was a righteous person, whole in his time. A person who serves Hashem, what does he need? He needs to elevate himself in all of his actions. That means, even when you're doing material things, kimo achila ushtia, noticing a pattern, even when he's eating and drinking, okay? Then what do you want to do? You want to eat and drink with holiness. And at least with the intent to negate that which is unnecessary, and to raise up the spirit inside of it. What does it mean? Every time you go up a level, that he says is called door. Shaya misnahig ba koyimenu go ba kimo door. Right? That what is the first test of every person? Is you need to act like a door. V'achar shenofel mibchinazos. But if you fall from this spiritual level, acheret harehu kimo sheba bidor acher. It's like when you go from one door to another generation, to another door. V'zed dor holeich v'dor ba. That's what it means, right? When Koheleth says, one door comes and another door goes, or one door goes and another door comes. That's when a person falls. Okay, v'dor ba, what does it mean when a door comes, arise? Gam kein kanal shebal b'china acheres, you're rising up. But what does it need to be? Dor holeich v'dor ba, right? One door comes, another door comes. But ha'aretz le'olam omedes, the aretz, the land, always lasts. What does that mean? Perush, sha'artzios, hainu hagashmius. That means the materialism. Tzarich la'mida. What do you need? You need to leave it where it is. Rotzon lomar, la'olam ha'elyon, v'adam ha'mitnai kana ba, b'chol pa mibchina acheret. You need to leave the gashmius where it is and rise up towards the ruchnius. Ava misha eino misnahayg b'kdusha, but someone who doesn't sanctify himself, act in holiness, lo shayach b'chol zos, she'eino leklal l'b'china acheres, that person doesn't go up, he stays in where he is. V'zehu dor l'dor, right? That's what it means when we say dor l'dor. Perush, that means adam harotzeh latzeitz v'ladubo midor l'dor, dahainu mibchina l'b'china. A person wants to go from one level to the next level. Kanal. Yishabach ma'asecha. Dor l'dor yishabach ma'asecha. What does that mean? Tzadik l'kadish et tzatzmo af begashmius. How do you go from one door to the higher level door? By sanctifying yourself through gashmius, through material things. Kokach, in such a way, so much, ad shegam ma'asav hagashmiim, where even your physical actions, what do they do? Yishbekuchu la'ashem yisbarach baruchu. That even your physical actions, what do? They are praise for the Holy One. V'zeh Noach ish tzadik tamim haya b'dorosav. That's what it means that Noach was an ish tzadik b'dorosav. Perush b'chol b'chinosav, in all of his aspects, in all of his opportunities. Shiabo b'chol pam haya tzadik tamim b'hem. He was always able to what? To take his materialist work
and elevate it.
Okay? V'chol zeh haya lo. Why was he able to have all of this? Mechma she'asai Elokim hisanalei Noach. Hisalech Noach. Because Noach, what did he do? He walked with God. Rotza lomar, that means to say, shekol ma'asav lo hayo rak lishmo agadol yisparach. All of his actions were only for the service of the Holy One. Lakach halach b'chol kam mibchina mechina. That's why he was always going from one aspect to the other aspect to the other aspect. He was raising himself.
Nice.
So there's, Dvar Torah number one. Classic Hasidic, take the pasuk totally out of context, turn one word into a special word, and then the whole thing becomes a spiritual message. It's beautiful.
Is that idea of transforming or transcending the material in service of God, is that related to the concept you talked about?
Yes.
The necessity.
Yeah.
You need.
I mean, potentially, I haven't read every line of the Noam Elimelech, so it sounds good, but I don't want to attribute something to him that he didn't definitely say. Okay.
So that word, the word tamim, the fourth word,
that
indicate, he's on a higher level.
Yeah, that's the whole point. Yeah. Sadiq tamim ayah bedorosav, that he was able to make all those steps. Okay. Okay. So Bedorosav, Yomar Bedorosav, it says in the Pasuk that he was a Tzadik Tamei Bedorosav, which means in his generations, L'chora Bedoro Haya Rayo Ra'oi Lichtov. What should it have said? Not in his generations, but in his generation, Bedoro. Why Bedorosav? Afa pi Shenoach Haya Chai Kamadoros. Even though Noach lived for many generations, what's the point of Dorosav? To tell us, like Rashi says, that some people are Darshin Lishvach, right? And some people are Darshin Lignai, that some people interpret it positively, some people interpret it negatively. That if you were Bedoro Shel Avram Avinu, he would not have been such a special person. Mar Bedoro. What if it had said Bedoro and not Bedorosav? Hayagam ke nishma drashazeh. But you could have still said the same drasha if it said Bedoro.
Really?
Right? Yeah. Vinirali. Yeah. He said, if it had just said Bedoro, you would have said Noach was a tzaddik in his generation.
Right. But in other generations, he wouldn't have been.
He could have just said the same thing.
Yeah.
So he says, says, it seems to me that Bedorosav Balash Minan Odavaracher. Okay? He says it's coming to tell us something else. What's the other thing that's coming to tell us? Dihine Bichol Dor Vador Yeshoresh Litakein Mitzvah Miuchedes Mishar Mitzvos. In every generation, there is the potential, there is the root to embrace and to fix and to do perfectly a very particular mitzvah. L'mashal, for example, B'dor Hazen, this generation, he believes, Shorish L'takin mitzvah tzitzis mishar mitzvos. He says, we have the opportunity to elevate, to perfect the mitzvah of tzitzis.
Why would he choose
and similarly, okay? Similarly, b'chol dor yeshoresh lahachzik v'mitzvah miyuchedes yoser mishar mitzvot. So too, you can strengthen a particular mitzvah more than other mitzvot. Uva hakasuv lashmuinan, and the pasuk is telling us what? Shahaya Noach Tzadik Tamim Bidorosav. That Noach was Tamim, whole in all of his generations. Rotzalomar Bechol Dor Shahaya Chai, in any generation that he lived, Hayamachzik Umesakin Osa Shoresh Mitzvah Miyuchad Yoser Laoso Hador. Vizehar Yahalalu Dor Shav Yechil Levavchem La'ad. No matter which generation Noach would have lived in, he would have been metakein, he would have fixed the mitzvah that was at the root of that generation. Dihine, kishehatzadik osa mitzvah umekayim osa bishorsha. When a tzadik performs a mitzvah and he fulfills it up to its root, meaning in its fullness, mevia osa a mitzvah hazos, Lidei chimum v'hislavus haboerbo. What happens? The tzaddik is so in touch, so in tune with the entirety of the generation, that a heat starts to burn inside of him. Ayidei amitzvah hazos. And what does the heat do? It ignites him. Limor shiros v'sishbachos la'Hashem yisbarach. What does he do? It ignites in him a desire to say songs and praises to the Holy One, blessed be He. V'zel zehu, that's what it means. Yalu Hashem dorshav yichil levavchem la'ad. Yalu Hashem, praise Hashem, b'shiros v'tishbachos dorshav. Rotze lomar, what does that mean? What are dorshav, those who seek Him? Hadorshim mitzvah la'asosa b'shleimus b'shorsha. Okay, that what do you want to do?
You get down to the root.
Down to the root of the mitzvah to fill it with its completeness. Yechil avchem la'ad rotze lomar. What does it mean? Your heart should live on forever. Hakasuv nosein tama lama lahem na'ar l'shabeach mechamas shlevam chai la'ad sheim dorshim kol mitzvah miyuchedes l'chol dor la'ad olam. Now what happens when the tzaddik, he knows what the mitzvah is, and that's why his heart is eternal, because he's in touch with the very basis of that generation. That, my friends, is just a dip into the philosophy of Rav Elimelech of Lizhansk. Yeah.